This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, the Avalanches, We Go On, featuring Cola Boy and Mick Jones.
Yes, so tonight we are remembering P. Ramlee on his 92nd birthday, which was just a couple of days ago on Monday, the 22nd of March. It was the late great Allahyarham Tan Sri P. Ramlee's birthday. He would have been 92. And on the Pulse, we are remembering his greatness and we're paying tribute to the man with a look into his music.
Born in Georgetown, Penang in 1924, his active years were between 1945 and 1973. He picked up the violin at a very young age, and in fact, he joined a band called Orkesteruna Sekampung as a violinist and singer. Singing at weddings and gatherings was a normal thing for him, and it's a path that eventually led him into showbiz by the time he finished secondary school. And the rest, as they say, is history. His acting career took off, and through that, he composed and sang so many songs in the movies that he was part of. Recently in 2018, a total of 149 of P. Ramlee's songs were declared as national treasures by the Tourism, Arts and Culture Ministry.
Yes, that's just some of the highlights of P. Ramlee's illustrious career, but we'd like to find out more about the experience of working with P. Ramlee's music. So for some context and first-hand experience, we have on the line with us tonight composer, producer and the music director for the 2008 P. Ramlee the Musical, Mr. Roslan Aziz. Thanks for joining us on the program tonight, Amalan.
Most welcome. It's a pleasure, actually.
You work closely with P. Ramlee's songs on a few different projects in your career, and you know his body of work in music still resonates until today, still inspiring and so good to listen to. What would you say is the appeal of P. Ramlee's compositions?
As we all know, P. Ramlee is a very talented human being. Eh? He's good in music composition, in arranging music, and apart from being a good director and a good storyteller, yeah. In music, you see, he's very eclectic in his music. Yeah, he has from real Malay songs, Hindustani, Arabic, jazz, pop. So his range of music is very wide. That is what is so special about P. Ramlee. Mm. He doesn't just specifically do one particular brand of music, but all kinds of music, but make it sound good. That's what makes him special.
Yeah, his range of styles were definitely unique. We can hear it throughout his extensive repertoire, you know, from the slow crooner type numbers like Jeritan Batinku or Tunggu Sekejap, even to the pop ye ye sounds of Bunyi Gitar. But was he the only one from his generation that pushed the envelope?
At that time, maybe there were a few people, but then he is the only one at that time who stood out. Mm. Yeah, because he was so popular also at the same time. And he is a very dedicated artist. He sings, he directs, he composes songs and all that. And that makes him, he stood out during his time. And even now, the songs that he composed really comes up from his heart. That's what makes him so special. He doesn't care about other things other than his art. And I think that's the thing that makes his work so special until now. Mm. His honesty and his sincerity in music is outstanding. Eh? Every generation, even my children also likes his songs. When I told him that I've done songs from P. Ramlee in the Legenda album, they were so excited. And when they heard the songs, they thought that the songs were written at that time. I told him, no, this is P. Ramlee's songs. Mm. And they said, wow, P. Ramlee is such a great man, they say. This is coming from my children who's from this generation, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You also produced Sheila Majid's Legenda album in 1990, which is a reworking of P. Ramlee's songs sung by Sheila. Can you tell us more about your experience on that record?
It's like this. When I decided to do Legenda for Sheila Majid, I would like to highlight and to put forth P. Ramlee's talent as a music composer. Mm. You know, I want to tell people that how good he is as a songwriter. And so I took the songs as though he has given me that melody. Mm. It's up to me to house the melody. And from what I can gather is that his melodies were so universal. You know, like Bunyi Gitar, for example, you can do from jazz to rock and roll to whatever. And then you can also do like Kau Laksana Bulan. Mm. You know, the song actually is like macam Hindustani, but then you can do anything to Kau Laksana Bulan. You know, and you have Bila Larut Malam and all that. Right. So it is really exciting to work on his melodies. And I also could not believe that it's written by a man who was popular in the 50s and in the 60s. And that's what I admire, really admire about him. Never met him personally or know him personally, but I felt like I've known him through his songs. And that I'm really lucky to have given the opportunity to work with Sheila on his great songs.
Yeah, his songs truly encapsulates the meaning of an evergreen sound, doesn't it? And as we know, Malaysians from all walks of life will have heard of a P. Ramlee song.
Yes, yes, yes. And that is what I would like to show to the public and also to every generation in the future, that this is the kind of songs that we should write, the songs that portray us as Malaysian, but at the same time, it's very universal. You can do whatever you want. You can house the song in any way you want, you know, but still maintain that beautiful melody and maintain the Malayness in us.
Okay, Abang Roslan, before we let you go, what is the biggest takeaway that you have drawn from your experience working with P. Ramlee songs?
We must have faith in our Malay songs. Yeah, the thing about P. Ramlee is that he has all that faith, and with all his talent, he still has faith. He had faith in Malay music. And from the way he wrote his music, it is, like I told you before, it's very eclectic. And he's not afraid of showing that Malay songs are actually very special. Yeah, from Kau Laksana Bulan to Bunyi Gitar, you can see how he wrote his songs. Yeah, and those many songs are the songs that he, I think he's put his heart into it. Yeah, if you are sincere and honest enough with your work, I'm sure you will be appreciated in all generations.
Thank you so much. That was composer, producer and music director Mr. Roslan Aziz sharing with us some memories of working with P. Ramlee songs. Roslan was of course the music director for the 2008 P. Ramlee musical and also produced Sheila Majid's fourth studio album Legenda, which was a solid reimagination of P. Ramlee songs in an album that came out in 1990.
Yeah, I really love how a modern day producer like Roslan could feel connected to the great man just by working on his songs, and it's as if you're that much closer to somebody who's no more around.
Yeah, and you know, as a Malaysian music fan, his great can never be understated because his achievements are unrivaled. Most of the time, his accolades is something that nobody else have won or received as well. So, you know, P. Ramlee is really, truly one of, if not the greatest Malaysian music legend, and will forever be in awe of his craft that has meant so much to the creative movement of this country.
On a humble tribute to the late, great Allahyarham Tan Sri P. Ramlee, we're going to play one of his most memorable tunes.
Yeah, and for me, it's so tough to pick one because I have so many favourites. But we'll go with this one. This is taken off the movie Tiga Abdul from 1964.
Classic.
Yep, here's P. Ramlee with Bunyi Gitar, The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.